Lesson 11. I am thankful for fish. Primary Manual 1. I am a child of God. Purpose: to help each child feel gratitude to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ for fish and water animals. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 23, Jonah chapters 1 through 3, Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21, and Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. 2. Materials needed: A. A Bible. B. Paper fish. See pattern at the end of the lesson. C. Fishing pole. A stick with a string tied to it and a paper clip, piece of tape, or magnet attached to the end of the string. Save this pole for use in future lessons. D. Container to hold paper fish. E. If possible, obtain pictures of fish or other animals that live in the water. F. Cut out 1-5, fish. A similar cutout can be found in Primary Visual Aids Cutouts, Set 4. G. Picture 1-1, the world, item number 62196. Picture 1-24, Jesus and the Fisherman, Gospel Art Picture Kit 210, item number 62138. Picture 1-25, fish. Picture 1-26, frog. Picture 1-27, turtle. 3. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Learning activities: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: have the children pretend they are standing on a bridge overlooking a river or lake. What do you see when you look in the water? Have the children stand and pretend they are swimming in the water like a fish. Heavenly Father asked Jesus Christ to create fish and other water animals. Show picture 1-1, the world, and review some of the things that Heavenly Father asked Jesus to create that have been discussed in past lessons. Tell the children that Jesus also created fish. See Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Fish are a part of Heavenly Father's plan for the earth. Show picture 1-25, fish, and talk about where fish live. Have you ever seen a fish? Let the children talk about fish they have seen. Show cutout 1-5 and any other pictures of fish you obtained. Talk about different kinds of fish, such as goldfish, trout, tuna, sharks, or whatever fish might be familiar to the children in the class. What other animals live in water besides fish? Show picture 1-26, frog, and picture 1-27, turtle. Talk about frogs and turtles and where they live. Also talk about whales, crabs, seals, and other water animals. Explain that some water animals live in the ocean, some in lakes, and some in rivers. Activity: help each child think of a water animal and pretend to walk, hop, or swim as it does. Story: hold up the Bible and explain that we can read about fish in the scriptures. Tell the story of Jonah, as found in Jonah chapters 1 through 3. Explain that Jesus prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah so Jonah would not drown. Jesus had work for Jonah to do. You may want to read aloud a verse or two, such as Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, or Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, as you tell the story. If you read a verse aloud, explain that Jesus is sometimes called the Lord. Who sent the big fish to swallow Jonah? See Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. What did Jonah do when the fish swallowed him? See Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. What did Jonah do when he got out of the fish? See Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Did the people believe Jonah and repent? See Jonah chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 10. Tell the children that some fish are very large, like the fish that swallowed Jonah, and some are very small and can even live in a bowl. Activity. Help the children do the following finger play. The goldfish. My darling little goldfish hasn't any toes. Touch toes. He swims around without a sound and bumps his hungry nose. Point to nose. He can't get out to play with me, nor I get in to swim. Make swimming motions. And when I say, come out and play, he seems to say, come in. Motion, come in with hand. Story. Show the Bible again as you tell the story of Simon Peter, found in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Show picture 1-24, Jesus and the fishermen, at an appropriate time. Why did Jesus get into Simon Peter's ship? See Luke chapter 5, verse 3. What did Jesus tell Simon Peter to do? See Luke chapter 5, verse 4. What did Simon Peter catch in his net? See Luke chapter 5, verse 6. Heavenly Father had Jesus Christ create fish and water animals for our use. Explain that Heavenly Father had Jesus create fish and water animals for us to use for food and other purposes. Story. Referring to the Bible again, tell the story found in Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. You may want to read aloud one or two verses, such as Matthew chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, as you tell the story. What did Jesus do when the people were hungry? See Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 16. What did Jesus feed the people? See Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. Activity. Show the class the fishing pole you have prepared, and invite one of the children to come up and fish. Put some cutout fish in the container, and when the child dangles the string over the container, attach a fish to the paperclip, tape, or magnet, and let the child pull it out. Let each child have a turn fishing. Let the children talk about times they have been fishing or have eaten fish. Testimony. Express your appreciation for fish and water animals. Enrichment activities. Choose some of these activities to use during the lesson. 1. Let the children color the paper fish they caught in the fishing activity. Repeat the activity if desired. Write, "I am thankful for fish," on the back of each child's fish. 2. Have the children sit in a semicircle. Place the fish the children colored on the floor in front of them. Say the following verse together. Little fish in the brook, I can catch you with no hook. Point to a child and have the child choose his or her own fish by using the fishing pole or by pointing at the fish. The child says, I caught a blank one, saying the color of the fish. Then the child keeps the fish to take home. Continue until each child has had a turn. 3. Sing with the children, Thanks to Our Father, Children's Songbook, page 20. 4. Help the children do the following finger play. Explain that a minnow is a tiny fish. The Little Turtle. I have a little turtle. It lives in a box. Cup hands. It swims in the river. Make swimming motions. And climbs on the rocks. Move fingers upward in a climbing motion. It snapped at a minnow. Clap hands. It snapped at a flea. Clap hands. It snapped at a mosquito. Clap hands. And it snapped at me. Clap hands. It caught the minnow. Clap hands. It caught the flea. Clap hands. It caught the mosquito. Clap hands. But it didn't catch me. Vachel Lindsay. From Collective Poems of Vachel Lindsay. Copyright 1920 by Macmillan Publishing Company, Incorporated. Renewed 1948 by Elizabeth C. Lindsay, used by permission. 5. Help the children say the words to the following activity. Explain that a brook is a little river and a nook is a place to hide. 5 little fishes. Have 5 children stand in front of the class, each holding a paper fish. 5 little fishes were swimming in the brook. One swam away to a secret nook. One child swims back to his or her seat. Little fishes, happy at play. Little fishes, swim all day. Sing another verse with 4 fish, then 3, then 2. One child swims away each verse. When only one child remains, use the following verse. One little fishy was swimming in the brook. He or she swam away to a secret nook. Little fishy, happy at play. Little fishy, swim all day. Additional activities for younger children. 1. Show picture 1-25, fish. Picture 1-26, frog. And picture 1-27, turtle. In your own words, tell the story of the creation of fish and water animals. See Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Express your gratitude for fish and other water animals. 2. Tell the children that many animals live in or near the water. Have them guess what animal you are thinking of as you give the following clues. A. My skin is green and smooth and slick. I hop. I live near lakes, streams, or ponds. Can you guess what I am? When the children have guessed frog, show picture 1-26, frog, or draw a frog on the chalkboard. B. I am very slow. I carry a hard shell on my back. When I am frightened, I pull my head, arms, and legs inside my shell. What am I? When the children have guessed turtle, show picture 1-27, turtle, or draw a turtle on the chalkboard. After the children have guessed both animals, have them hop around like frogs, then have them crawl around slowly like turtles. 3. Sing with the children, "Oh, What Do You Do in the Summertime?" Children's Songbook, page 245. End of lesson number 11, I Am Thankful for Fish. From Primary 1 Manual, I Am a Child of God.